Shakecast is a program of the Center for Health Empowerment.
You ready, Eddie?
I'm ready, Eddie.
Let's get this podcast going.
Welcome to another episode of the Shakecast with your host, Steve and Eddie. Special guest, nurse practitioner Eric Taylor, CEO of Priority Male LLC, where men's health is the priority. And now the Shakecast.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Shakecast. I'm Steve.
I'm Eddie.
And our special guest today is our nurse practitioner, Center for Health Empowerment, Austin, Texas. In the office here, his name is Eric Taylor. Eric, introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you.
Yes. Thank you, Steve and Eddie, for the opportunity to be on Shakecast today. I am Eric Taylor, owner of Priority Male LLC, where men's health is the priority. I am the remote provider there in Austin, Che. And I'm happy to be here today. Can't wait for the questions. Let's get it going.
Woo-ha. Okay, let's get it going. So real quick, before we get started, just tell us a little bit about you. Now, I have a habit. I always call you Doc. So I'll try to call you Eric, but
that's okay.
I call you Doc. Okay, cool. So tell us a little bit about you, Doc. What's been going on lately in life?
Well, I've been busy on this end with Priority Mail and the healthcare boom here in Houston. I'm actually here in Houston, so I work remotely with Austin. And COVID has still been an issue, but we are managing. But I've been traveling lately here this last part of the year. So if I sound a little under the weather, trust, I've been on in the pressurized metal tube at 30,000 feet here back to back a couple of times. So I think I picked up a little bug. I'm negative for COVID, though. I did test negative for COVID, but I think I got some seasonal change or something going on right now. But other than that, been very busy doing what I do, educating people on my platform and enjoying life, enjoying this chapter of life. So how about you all?
Well, I hope this comes out okay. It's like you had like a little break just now when we were listening. So I'm hoping there's not a bug in the system. This podcast is probably going to air on 22nd of September, which, hang on, let me see if that's any particular day. So according to my Google search here, September 22nd is National Centurion Day.
Oh, is that the day where we honor the people that live to be 100 years of age? Is that what that is? Sound like it.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that's pretty good, Doc. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's like it's honors those who celebrate a 100-year birthday.
Wow. And it's not that many. It's not that many. Those are very fortunate people.
Do you know anybody, Eddie, who's at that mark?
No, not personally. No, not at all. I met a 98-year-old woman at the airport.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. That's pretty impressive. I know, I mean,
that's a long time.
You guys might know that, like, most recently in the news, like, the Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth II, just passed. She was 96. So she missed it by like 4 years, was it? I guess it was. But
4 years. Wow.
You said something about COVID. I've never heard anybody talk about it, but she recently had COVID and she had not fully recovered. Wow. She had given all of her assignments to family members who were doing it, but she was not completely recovered from COVID when she passed.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, me either.
So I find it interesting how no... It's interesting how no one's talking about that. But, I mean, historically, they'll look back on it and say, you know, it was so obvious. But yeah, I think that they're suppressing that information. It was sucks because I think she could have actually made it to the Centurion, you know, 4 more years from now.
Possibly.
We'll never know, huh?
Yeah. Wow. It's unfortunate. Yeah.
Now, Doc, are you a big, like, into, like, the whole, you know, princes, weddings, and all those kind of stuff? Like a lot of them, some Americans are, some Americans aren't. Where are you on this, Doc?
Well, you know, I haven't really been following it very closely. In passing, I'll catch a glimpse of it on the TV from time to time. But when you think about the British monarchy, you think about colonialism and all the colonizing that has taken place on this planet. And then we are, and again, I don't want to get too political with this, but we are honoring a lady that's been in a position for many, many, many years, and has been the proponent of some things that they don't like to talk about openly. And then they want you to turn around and to honor this. And again, God rest her soul. But that British monarch did not do a lot for people of color. If you look at the history and look at what's his name, wife now, look at how they're treating her right now. Nobody wants to talk about that. They're giving her all kind of hell. They really didn't want him to marry her, but yeah, that's a whole nother subject. But you know, I don't have anything ugly to say about her, but how they practice and what they did and the many countries that they colonized and the things that they try to make people do or subdue them into, man. And you can talk to the Africans that are in Europe. They ain't recognizing that. So I ain't got nothing ugly to say, but we all got a time and a day, mine included. But I'm not royalty, and we don't have a king. Our structure, power structure in our community and on the continent of Africa was destroyed many years ago. And like their hands, they got blood on their hands for what they did there. But like I said, I could really have another conversation there. We're not here to talk about that. But yeah, it's interesting that they did not talk much about COVID, because with the following that she has globally, they could have really had an opportunity to educate people on how serious COVID still is. Here is the Queen of England that did not fully recover. And you know she got the best care anybody could ever get on the planet.
Wow.
And she succumbed to COVID. And then you got these people here talking about it ain't real. They don't need to wear a mask and they ain't getting the shot. And this lady died from it. Come on now.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, that's another conversation. So, I digress.
That was a good conversation. I mean, that's where I stand too. You know, like, I mean, she did good for the world on her own level. There's like a story that I've heard before where Snoop Dogg went to England and the parliament was going to ban him. And she's like, he's a nothing. Allow him in our country. But again, it's what she represents. And like you said, like under her watch, I know that most of the sovereignty of Africa happened in the 60s. And again, it's the parliament and all this stuff. But she does wear a crown that has represented everything that you just said. And, you know, so again, like, blessings to her, but to, like, as an individual, but to the position, we don't have a king, we don't have a queen, and that's by design.
Not at all.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Yep. I think that we've done our sheer damage of colonialism, and we should talk about our history more.
Yep.
But I'm hoping that this is a time of reflection, that the new king will be like, and the truth is, the monarchy really doesn't have as much power.
It's not going to change.
As they used to. It's really more of a figurehead, and I don't think a single thing is going to change. And I don't think any of those that are saying,
not at all.
I don't think any of those out there saying, oh, we have to end this, we'll go after a living king. It's easy to go after a dead female in a misogynistic world, but it's hard to go after a living king with that same energy. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens. But again, I'm very disappointed, like you said, that they didn't use this moment to talk more about the after effects of COVID and how difficult it is to recover from it and why you should take precautions to not catch it in the first place. So,
all right.
Well, take a little quick break right here. When we come back, let's get into some serious stuff. I want to talk more about men's health, and I want to talk about prep and what's going on with the clinic.
All right.
We will be right back.
Hey, Doc, tell me what's hot with TikTok.
All right, Eddie, did you know September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month? Men, know your risk factors, be seen, get screened. Also, flu is just around the corner. Flu is going to kill 40,000 people annually every year, and you do not want to be in that number. Be sure to see your doctor or check your local pharmacy and get vaccinated with the flu shot. Also, don't forget, wear your mask, wash your hands, cover your cough, stay safe. HIV prevention is the key. Don't miss a step. Go get prepped. Stay prepped.
Two, one, all you.
Hey, we're back, everybody. So, Eric, Tell us a little bit about Priority Mail.
Okay, Eddie. Well, Priority Mail is a platform that exists on social media where I educate men and women, mainly men, though, because my focus is Priority Mail, where men's health is the priority. But it's to leave this world better than I found it by educating men on the common health issues that men often overlook. And it's about preventive health maintenance and those common issues that, especially those below the belt issues that men don't typically like to talk about. So I share information relative to that, hoping that someone will hear it and get the information that they need and hopefully go get that taken care of. I am on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. Do have a YouTube channel, not as active there, but I'm very active in TikTok, and you can check me out there. I post regularly, and it's always something health and wellness and focus on men's health.
Yeah, for sure. I have another question for you. I follow you on social media. I find your TikTok posts highly informative. Recently, you've been discussing IBS. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Great question, Eddie. IBS is a very common condition, more common than you actually think. And a lot of people have it and don't even know they have it because, first of all, we don't really like to go to the doctor. And the symptoms that you have with it, most people will think, oh, I just got a little upset GI system and it's nothing. It'll be okay. But a lot of the symptoms are pretty classic for IBS. So with IBS, you're going to have your large intestines are going to be involved. That's the major organ involved in IBS is the large intestine. That's just before the food you ate the day before passes out of your body. You're going to have abdominal pain, cramping, bloating, gas pain, diarrhea, constipation, or both diarrhea and constipation. Those are some of the hallmark symptoms of IBS. And typically it's going to present in more female than male. And a lot of times because of our busy lifestyle and how we eat and different things we do, we just chalk those symptoms up to, oh, I shouldn't have ate that Taco Bell drive-through, or I shouldn't have had that steak late at night. And we don't really understand that some of those symptoms are more than just that because they last for 3 months or longer. But again, if you don't see your doctor on a regular basis and you don't have this addressed, you'll think it's nothing, you know, and then you'll just keep moving on in life until it gets to the point to where it starts to affect your quality of life.
Interesting. Who's most at risk for getting IBS?
It's predominantly more female than male. Men get it, but I see it way more. And the science and the statistics support that as well is more in female. And some of the risk factors, let's kind of get right into that because that'll help better understand it. The risk factors are going to be if you're under the age of 50, if you're female, and if you're a female that is either before or after menopause, you started hormone replacement therapy with some of those estrogen agents. Also, if there is a family history of IBS, these are some of the telltale symptoms that can lead to and put you at higher risk for developing IBS. But it's not unusual to see it in female. And one last thing here is people with underlying mental health conditions in the family that are either diagnosed and not optimized or managed well, or those that have it, like we know, and like I know in our community, we always say people got a touch of the nerves, but they don't go see the doctor or get any kind of therapy. And they wonder why they keep having all these GI symptoms. The brain gut innervation goes together. So the stress that you get from life and you wonder why it upsets your stomach, that is how it works. Let me give you a prime example. Say, for instance, you're going up to do a public presentation and you're not a very strong speaker and you get nervous. You've heard of people have that either throw up before they have to go up and speak or they have to go have diarrhea afterwards because the stress on your brain from that event affects your GI tract because the brain gut innervation, you cannot control it. It is real. And if you've ever been in college when you've been stressful, not sure if you're going to pass the semester or had some other stressful test you had to take, you've noticed your symptoms, your GI symptoms are a little bit different. They're off. That's because of how this plays. But the IBS syndrome, it lasts longer. Most of those times, those are just episodic events. They come and they go. But with IBS, it maintains very consistently several days out of a week for longer than a 3-month period and a lot of times beyond 6 months.
Okay, I have a question for you, Doc. So, can this kill you? How serious? I mean, I know it's definitely a health issue.
Well, no. IBS.
How serious is it, though?
Yeah. It can be serious. So let's address that first part of that question. It won't kill you. It won't kill you. But with those symptoms, if they're unmanaged or medically optimized by your doctor, it can really affect your quality of life. So just imagine you have bloating, gas, abdominal pain, alternating diarrhea, constipation, or you're just constipated, or you're just having frequent diarrhea and you can't go anywhere. Think about it. COVID has really isolated a lot of people. Now you can factor in you're working from home, you're isolated, and then you got all these symptoms. And even when you want to go out, you can't go out because these symptoms are holding you hostage. A lot of people will try to self-medicate and manage it with over-the-counter medications, but it's not always enough. So that said, it won't kill you, but it can really kill your social involvement. It can kill your mood. And it can just have you overall feeling down, calling out to work a lot. So there are a number of factors that are more social and occupational related that you need to be concerned about. Now, there are some red flag symptoms that you have to address. And these are very, very critical because there could be more harboring that is much more dangerous than the syndrome of irritable bowel. Now, so if you are having unintentional weight loss coupled with all of these symptoms, gas, bloating, constipation, diarrhea, on top of that, you're having blood in your stool and you don't have hemorrhoids, you have nighttime diarrhea that wakes you up from a dead sleep, you may have iron deficiency anemia, and then this abdominal pain is not relieved with either passing gas or having a bowel movement, and then you may have some trouble swallowing. If you have any of those symptoms I just mentioned, those are what we call red flag symptoms, and they need to be, no, I ain't gonna say need, they must be addressed by your primary care doctor, who is likely going to refer you on to see a gastroenterologist to have a thorough GI workup, because those symptoms I just mentioned, the first thing at the top of the list is some kind of GI cancer, likely colorectal cancer, possibly esophageal cancer, and lastly, stomach cancer. Those are things that need to be ruled out. And if you're having any of those symptoms, the last few symptoms I mentioned, you need to go get them assessed. Don't sit on it.
Doc, I have another question for you.
Okay.
Can you talk about gut bacteria?
Sure.
And does it help to eat kefir or pills or something like that?
It does. But let me kind of, I want to address some more. The one thing I want you to understand with the gut bacteria. First thing in this country is we take way too many antibiotics. Okay. In this country, some of our medical providers prescribe antibiotics way more frequently than it is needed, especially this time of year as we enter the fall of the year. There are a lot of viral illnesses that are going to, like myself right now, I'm dealing with something that's likely a virus now, but I know I don't need an antibiotic. But people like this are going to come into the office and they're not going to want to leave without a prescription because they're not going to want to pay that copay for you to tell them to take something over the counter. And some doctors, out of compassion and not wanting an angry, irate patient, will write a prescription that they really don't need. So factor in, every time you take a dose of antibiotics and you don't need it, it wipes out bacteria in your system, especially your GI system. Okay. Now, in our GI system, we have normal bacteria that should be there on a regular basis. It does not harm us. It actually aids us in some of our digestive processes. But if you are repeatedly taking antibiotics, especially for those like the hoard antibiotics that don't complete the prescription and then self-dose themselves later down the line, they wonder why they have problems. This is it. Because that antibiotic removes all of that normal flora or good bacteria from your gut and leads to other health problems. Now, great question with the kefir or kefir, how they like to say it. There's a couple of ways people say it, but that is like a probiotic loaded yogurt. Okay. And it has a lot of lactobacillus and a lot of those natural bacteria that will naturally replenish your GI system. Okay. And by eating that on a regular basis, if you were to do some yogurt at least 2 to 3 times a week, it has enough in it to where when it passes into your system and the fermentation process that takes place, it will replenish any bacteria that you've lost, whether you were taking antibiotics or sick for a while. And again, it's just good overall to eat that and have a well-rounded diet as well. So still eating fresh fruits and vegetables in season along with some type of yogurt or lactobacillus loaded pudding like kefir are great. And you have many over-the-counter options that appeal for them. Align being one that I can think of right off the top of my head that's right off the counter. that you can take that will help, again, repopulate your colon of the natural good bacteria that you need.
So cool. Almost like Benefiber?
Well, no. Benefiber is more of to help aid in constipation. So what we're talking about is more probiotics. I want you to think probiotics, okay? And probiotics are created naturally in the environment. Some we send and create in the lab because we know they have better, there are some specific benefits we get from them. But some of the things that we eat naturally already come kind of preloaded with prebiotics that our body needs. And yogurt is one of those that if you looked at the process of yogurt, you might not want to eat it, but it is a great product as far as giving yourself the natural gut bacteria that you need. But the probiotics, again, aid in your immune response, aid in some of the digestive processes that the food that you eat goes through. And it is a good thing to have because, again, there are some normal bacteria that you need in your body to keep everything in a state of what we call homeostasis or balance.
Very interesting. All right. Well, let's take a little break here, Doc. When we come back, didn't you mention that you did some traveling? Can we talk about that when we come back?
Yes, sir. We can.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Center for Health Empowerment is a nonprofit sexual health clinic that provides HIV prevention services, including PrEP and PEP, HIV testing and care, and STI testing and treatment to our community at little to no cost. We specialize in providing care to people of color and other marginalized communities. We're located in South and East Austin at 4534 Westgate Boulevard, suite number 106 and 1941 Weberville Road at St. James Episcopal Church. Call us today to book an appointment at 512-840-1273 or visit us online at shayclinic.org. Thank you.
Okay, so what were you saying?
IBS doesn't sound like fun.
It does not sound like fun whatsoever. You there, Doc? We're back. I saw you sipping some water. What kind of water are you drinking there, Doc?
Well, I am drinking Alabama's finest 1186 real artesian water. This is water from where I'm from in Alabama, Otagoville, Alabama. And if you are looking for a great water that is pH balanced, 6.9, we don't add anything or take anything away from it, and it's filtered by Mother Nature's best bedrock limestone, you cannot beat 1186 Real Artesian Water. You can check us out at www.1186water.com. That's ELEVEN86water.com. Check it out. And it is in the state of Alabama, and multiple states have it. We also have a local distribution company here in the city of Houston. But if you go to the website, you'll be able to see where we are, and it may be in a state or a community near you. If not, stay tuned. It's coming soon.
Yeah, I got some of that last time. It was really good. I loved it. I appreciate it. We were going to get a whole what is it called?
A pallet
from you. Going to for Pride, but they wouldn't let us hand out waters there.
Yeah, we were supposed to do that and get the little leaflet things to hang off of it for Pride month, but I don't know what happened. So, but I mean, we got it. So we need to make it happen moving forward.
Pride didn't let us.
Oh.
Yeah, they didn't let us. They're very, like, you know, controlling of what comes in and out of there.
Wow. That's interesting.
It's all good. We're going to be doing some events this year, so we want to push that here in Austin a lot more. Good.
Yeah, let me know.
Good artesian water.
Yes, sir.
So, Doc, let's talk a little bit about, you had mentioned that you got sick from flying. Like, you said something about being on it gave me the image of a plane. I don't know what you said exactly, in a steel
can.
I think you said something like that.
yeah, Steve. I've been traveling here lately. I just recently celebrated my birthday, turned 45, and me and my wife celebrated 23 years of marriage. So we've been traveling here a little bit. Just got back from Hawaii, and we've been on that pressurized metal tube at 30,000+ feet with people from everywhere. And a lot of them were not wearing their mask. And, you know, we did our part to wear our mask, but, you know, on those planes, again, it's a pressurized metal tube flying at over 500 miles per hour with recirculating air. So you can't avoid who has what.
Yeah.
So no matter where you're sitting in that plane, you're getting exposed to whatever they brought on there with them, whether they're sitting in the front or the back, and especially if they're not wearing their masks and coughing up whatever. So just imagine somebody in the very back of the plane coughing and you at the front. It won't be long before that air is circulated your way and you're going to get a little taste of whatever it was they had. So I picked up something, but I did test my COVID and I'm negative. And we just back to back, we came back from Hawaii and then we just came back from Aruba, went to Aruba and just got back from there. We celebrated another friend's birthday. So, and we got a couple other trips planned. So it's just, we're in that season of life where we're empty nesters. The kids are in college. They're enjoying it. Just me, the wife, and the dog. And we're like, what the hell? Let's go. Wheels up somewhere.
So what was Aruba like?
It was my first time to Aruba. Or is it like?
I've never been there. I've been to Hawaii once, but I've never been to Aruba.
You need to go.
Have you been to Aruba, Eddie?
You need to go. It is a beautiful island. Very small. It's only about 19.6 miles long and about 6 miles wide. They say there's about 120,000 people there, but 90 different ethnicities, and they speak 5 different dialects there. But friendly, carefree, loving people, beautiful island. Some of the most beautiful beaches I've ever seen in my life, and I've seen a lot of beaches. And they don't get any hurricanes or any tropical storms, and they don't have earthquakes or anything like that. So it's like paradise right off the coast of Venezuela, South America. So beautiful. I definitely recommend it. We're going back. We may even buy some property there. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like, it's beautiful. Like that kind of beautiful. Like,
yes. And we got a chance to really see the island because it's a small island. We did a tour on the UTVs, and it was an all-day tour. We went everywhere on those things. We did a catamaran where we kind of went around the island. We had a bus tour. We had a party bus tour. Man, we had a great time. I'm telling you, Aruba owes us nothing. And if you go get the Aruba Reba drink, it looked like rum punch, but trust me, after about the third one, you're going to need some guidance back to your room.
What's it called?
It's called the Aruba Reba. Aruba Reba. Remember like Reba McEntire? But just put Aruba in it. When you show up on the island, tell them you want an Aruba Reba. They'll know exactly what you want because it's the island drink. It is delicious. And it will have you leaning like the Tower of Pisa.
Nice. Might have two.
All right. Yes, sir.
Okay, Doc. So tell us a good, or if you can, share for us a good vacation story.
A good vacation story? Well, when we went to Aruba, there were 48 of us, 48 people of color. Okay. And, you know, I like to see people that look like me, black and brown, traveling outside of the borders of the United States and seeing the world. Because we get trapped in these, not to say, I wouldn't want to say trapped, but a lot of people don't leave their zip code. And then they think that nothing else is popping besides America. And don't get me wrong, this is one of the greatest nations on the planet. But there are some beautiful nations, beautiful islands, beautiful countries that we need to go see. And trust me, I got so many destinations checked that we're going to visit on this rock. And I told my wife, as long as we can walk, we can see, we can smell, we're going to go and walk and see and smell all we can until we can no longer do that. And life is about moments and memories. And a lot of people live, but they don't really make a life, you know. And we're at a point now to where we've been blessed to where we can do this. And our goal is to go and see as much as we possibly can, you know. And so we're going to keep taking pictures and making memories. But we were there 48 people deep, and it was amazing how people from other countries, because everybody was there, especially in Hawaii. It was a lot of people from East Asia when we were in Hawaii, but it was just me and her in Hawaii. But they were like, they were in awe to see us in the group, see us conducting ourselves. And it's like the stereotype that exists about black people in America is not fair. Because when you travel abroad, they realize that you don't fit that damn stereotype. Because we were professional. We weren't cackling and tearing up stuff. We weren't stealing. We conducted ourselves like some grown A people. And they were just so surprised to see that. And then the other thing, too, was there were about 4 other groups of 20 plus African Americans there celebrating. So the great story in this is that we were just celebrating life. We celebrated 3 of our good friends turned 40. And then me and my wife, our love story continues. You know, we've been married 23 years and we went to Hawaii and we were able to rekindle what we've been working at here for 20 plus years. And again, don't let them tell you that black love don't exist. Me and my wife had the perfect model. Our parents have been married for 40 plus years And we are going to definitely continue that tradition and showing our kids that we are both in the home. We're committed to this and we're going to see it through to the end and honor the vows to death do us part. And so all these negative things that they try to say about, and I hate to say this, but black fathers in particular, I'm a damn good black father and I don't need nobody to tell me. I know how to take care of my kids. I do a damn good job at it. And right. I'm a damn good husband, despite what the media tries to say about me. And sadly, they don't want to hear me say this on any platform. That's why they ain't never stick a mic in my face, because I'm going to tell them the truth and they're going to be able to see it because I demonstrate that. I walk in excellence and greatness everywhere I go. Matter of fact, most places I go, I walk around like I'm the damn mayor, like I own it, because I'm supposed to be here. So anyway,
right.
We had a great time. We're still, our love story continues, and we're going to continue to go out and see whatever's out there in the world. We got a lot of places checked that we're going soon. So thanks for asking.
Well, Doc, you may not be a mayor of every place, but you definitely are an ambassador, and a great ambassador you are, my brother.
I'll take that title as well. Yeah, I'm an ambassador anywhere I go, and I never meet a stranger. That's the other thing, too. I don't care what language you speak. I know friendly people when I see them, and a smile says it all. And I don't understand some people in this world that they just don't know how to smile. But yeah, I never meet a stranger. I always find a friend somewhere.
That's a pretty good motto. I think I'm going to pick that up. You're right. I never meet a stranger. I can always find a friend somewhere. Yep. All right. So let's take another quick break here. And when we come back, we're going to get into some more questions for you, Doc. We want to talk about health a little bit.
All right.
We'll be right back.
All right. Let's do it. Welcome to Priority Mail, where men's health is the priority. Looking for a men's health education platform that will give you authentic information? Then look no further than Priority Mail. Follow me on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. I'm standing on the shoulders of many that made sacrifices for me to be here, and I've been blessed beyond my wildest imaginations, and it would be a shame of me to take that to the grave and not leave something behind. Because at the end of the day, what did you do with this life? You know, life is short. I'm looking at the comedian that I was following. I forget his name, Gordon. I think it's Gordon or something, out of LA. The guy just had a Netflix special, just bought the car of his dreams, and he just died at 54 years of age. I'm 45. Hell, that's 9 years from now. I don't know when my day coming. So my goal is, again, they'll be able to know who I was. I mean, I don't know what the history books are going to say about me, and I really don't care, but Priority Mail exists to leave this world better than they found it by educating people and keeping them up to par on their health and wellness and just being a place they can come and get authentic information that's going to, I'm going to shoot it to them real, and hopefully it'll change their life. That's it. I don't even have a Cash App or anything. I don't ask anybody for anything. Just like, support, share, and keep it moving. I've been blessed beyond my wildest imagination, so I had to pinch myself sometimes. It don't seem real. But yeah, I love what I do, and that's why I do it, because it gets hard sometimes. You're out here by yourself. You don't get the support from time to time. But when you understand the mission to lead this world better than you find it, it makes it that much easier. And I thank God for the gift that I have to be able to string words together like I do and make it seem off or come from my heart. Because I'm a real person. Don't let this name and title fool you. I'm Eric. I'm a man just like you. All the challenges you got in life, I got the same challenges. And I'm not perfect. I'd like a drink every now and then. I'm probably going to have one after this. I like to smoke me a nice cigar every now and then. And I like to partake in some of the simple pleasures of this world, just like everybody else. That's why my patients love me to death. Because when I talk to them, I'm talking to them from not just the medical side, personal side as well, because I understand. I totally understand. So, and that's my purpose of being here.
Is it, Doc, do we talk about preventive screenings or should we talk about prep?
We can do both. I can hit them both real quick.
All right. What do we talk about first, prep or preventative screening?
Well, you know, we got to be partial to prep because this is the Che Cast, and that's what Che does in the Center of Health Empowerment in Austin. We provide sexual health and wellness in Austin. So, you know, we got to start with prep. Now, Prep is probably the best thing since sliced bread when it comes to HIV prevention. Matter of fact, it is the best thing since sliced bread when it comes to HIV prevention in our community. HIV has been a challenge here. And with the addition of these new drugs that we now have access to that provide you with right at 100% protection from HIV, it's a no-brainer for people that are living at-risk lifestyles as far as how you can keep yourself from getting HIV. PrEP with Descovy, Truvada, just to name a few. It is a great drug, and I've been practicing this for 25 years. I've been in nursing for 25 years, a nurse practitioner since 2008, and I can remember the old drug regimens that were horrible. I wouldn't want to give to my worst enemy or my dying dog. And these new regimens with one pill that you take once a day with very little side effects that gives you 100%, come on now, that's a no-brainer. And when people say they don't want to take it and then you know they have a risky lifestyle, you just, I can't understand the logic in that. But if you are in a situation where you know you are living a risky lifestyle, you cannot go wrong with PrEP. And if you're in the Austin area, in the Dallas area, you cannot go wrong with checking out Center for Health Empowerment, because we're one of the number one sexual health awareness providers in those two cities right now. And hopefully we'll be coming to Houston, where I am housed. But yeah, I definitely recommend PrEP. And you cannot go wrong with it. And you can go out and do all the research you want. But trust me, I've been doing this for a long time and writing these prescriptions for quite a while. And I've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I'll tell you this, it's more good than bad and ugly. So, yeah, go with PrEP.
Stay prepped.
Choose PrEP.
Stay prepped.
Stay prepped.
Stay prepped. Ain't got to get prepped.
Yes, sir.
Nice. Prep.
Now, you did mention preventive screening, too, I believe, right?
Yeah, it totally did.
Yeah. So with preventive screening, so let's think about it like this. And this is how I address most men, because men get this. Preventive maintenance on your vehicle. Most men take much better care of the car, the truck, the motorcycle, the tractor, the lawnmower, anything mechanical, especially if they consider themselves to be a gearhead or a wrench toter and they think they can fix something. They're going to make sure anything mechanical at the house, it works. And they will know the maintenance schedule on that vehicle or that appliance better than they will know the maintenance schedule on this body. And the unfortunate side of that is you can buy parts to replace for that car. You can get another transmission. You can get another fuel injector. But if your heart go out, you gonna get on the wait list and you ain't going to probably get a heart. If your leg get broke or damaged to the point where it needs to be amputated, they can't give you another authentic leg. They can give you a prosthesis. But a lot of times we men, we ignore the obvious in our body because our mechanically inclined, we think we can fix everything, even our health. And you just, unfortunately, you can't do that. So I always encourage men, especially if you're in the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh decade of life. So from 40 to 75, that is the gap of life, the age in life, where all of the preventive health screenings that can save your life take place. If you don't remember anything I said, remember 40 to 75 is where you need to focus the bulk of going to see your doctor at least annually to make sure your body isn't in check, because that is from the science and the evidence supports where we have the most bang for buck in screening for prostate cancer, colon cancer, breast cancer, skin cancer, lung cancer, all the C words, all the cancers. That is where most of that screening takes place. And unfortunately, a lot of men will put that on the back burner and show up far too late. And that's when you hear those horror stories of men saying that, and it's always in the barbershop. Somebody's in the barbershop talking about, man, yeah, you heard about Paul. Yeah, man, he went down to see the doctor and they told him there's nothing they can do for him to go get his suit pressed and print his program and get his casket ready. And it's like, what? And so this scares men to thinking that they shouldn't go to the doctor. When actually, had Paul gone to the doctor on a regular basis, likely what he was dealing with, it would have been managed in a timely manner and Paul would still be here. But just trying to encourage men to be more proactive than reactive when it comes to their health and wellness, and think about their health like they think about the maintenance schedule on any of the vehicles they have. And as often as you take that car in, take yourself in as well and get the tires checked. As simple as that. And lastly, most of your insurance plans pay for your annual physical free. And I know this because I just had mine done last month. So, yeah, put a bow on it.
Put a bow on it. It is important. It's a gift to your body. It really is a gift to your body.
I'm setting a reminder for 10 years.
Exactly. And it's an investment in your health. You have to invest. And one last thing I want to share with you real quick on that. Just think about it like this. I tell, and this is another thing I share with patients. We work 40 to 50 years, 30 to 50 years in a chosen career. And we invest in the market because we want to make sure that we have a nest egg to retire with. Okay. We will put more time and energy into that, and then we don't invest in our health and wellness. And guess what happens when we do retire? If we're fortunate to live long to retire, that nest egg that we saved up now becomes our healthcare fund. Because now you can't have fun because your health is challenged. And now your new job, after you leave your job you retired from for 30 plus years, your new job now becomes going to see that doctor, this specialist, that doctor, physical therapy over here, surgery over there, and then the nursing home, and then to the morgue.
Wow.
And a lot of people don't get it. And not to say we all are going to have a path similar to that, but sometimes it's expedited because we're not taking the preventive maintenance piece and the proactive piece to heart and trying to do the things we need to do to get that quality of life, especially at the end of life. And it's sad when I see so many men die way prematurely from things that they shouldn't be dying.
Like the comedian you're just talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. Prime example. I mean, I don't even think this guy was sick. I'm not sure what really happened, but you know, he was in the prime of his life, 54 years of age. And that's sad, man.
Yeah.
It's really sad. So,
but young guy.
Okay. We're gonna take a little break here and we'll be right back.
All right.
We may be back for final thoughts. I don't know yet, but let me double check and see. We'll be right back.
Hey, Eddie here with Center for Health Empowerment. Did you know there's a pill that can prevent HIV by up to 99% when taken daily? PrEP is the latest proven tool to prevent HIV transmission, and we offer it at little to no cost to you, regardless of your insurance status. If you're interested in PrEP, visit us online at shayclinic.org or give me a call. Let's get your appointment.
We are back. Eddie, what's next on the agenda?
Next on the agenda, September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. What should we be looking for?
So, Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. You know, we've known about prostate cancer for quite some time. And hearing about prostate cancer 25 years ago when I started doing this, it was pretty much a death wish. I can remember when I first started out, me getting the diagnosis of prostate cancer, and they were pretty much gone in 6 to 12 months.
Really?
But research, advancement of medicine, science, new drugs, and just more proactive preventive screening has saved a lot of lives in the last 25 years. So the main thing you want to remember here is if you have risk factors, and this is a conversation you need to have with your doctor. If you know your risk factors, or somebody in your family, close kin, first degree relative has prostate cancer, your dad, your dad's brother, your uncle, your mom, I mean, those type of people, very close kin, first blood. If they have prostate cancer and you have risk factors, meaning that you have problems urinating, you're 45 and older, you're of African-American descent, you have pelvic floor pain, you see blood in your urine, you have bone pain that's not like arthritis type pain, but it's like deep-seated bone pain. These are some things that need to be addressed. And the only way they're going to be addressed is to go see your doctor. And a lot of times men will ignore these symptoms and chalk them up to aging. And when they do finally show up, it is a late stage prostate cancer. Mm. But understand, man, the treatments that we have today for prostate cancer are so phenomenal. I mean, the survival rate for prostate cancer today is 97%, I believe, 96, 97%. That's an A+. And that's caught early. Okay. With appropriate screening based on your risk factors.
Wow.
And there are so many treatment options that will not, because men were afraid of being medically or surgically castrated back in the day because there are some nerve endings in that area. If they remove the prostate and they don't follow that strict protocol, they can hit those nerves and then you can pretty much become impotent from the surgery. Save your life from cancer, but your sex life suffers for the rest of your life.
Whoa.
Right now, today, the way they do this surgery, the urologists that are trained across the nation, they are able to salvage those nerves, remove the prostate, cure you of cancer, and your sex life does not suffer. And you live to see another day. Okay? So men, don't be afraid of going in and getting seen, getting screened. having the finger check, you know, a lot of people, they fear that glove. They fear the glove. Hey, it's a part of life. And a lot of times doctors aren't even doing it today in primary care practices anyway. They're sending you to the urologist if there's anything that's concerning in your blood work. But it's a real painless procedure, so to speak, having had it done personally, you need to have this done. Because this is one of the cancers, if we catch it early, we have great treatments that will keep you here. So, yeah, be seen, get screened. It's Prostate Cancer Awareness Month here the entire month of September.
Okay, be seen and be screened.
Be seen, be screened. I got to remember that one. That one's, yes, sir. That one sticks in the brain.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess we can...
And don't forget to mention it. There's another one.
Say that again,
Doc? Says, don't forget to mention it. That's another one. Don't forget to mention it. And then mention, think about how you spell mention. The first three letters are M-E-N.
Don't forget to mention it.
Don't forget to mention it.
I was like, mention what?
There you go.
I love it. All right, Doc. So
mention it. Like when you go to the doctor, hey, Doc, you going to check me for prostate cancer?
I guess that all goes back to getting screening, huh? How important it is to get screenings. Would that be considered a preventive health screen? No, is that considered part of the preventive health screening process?
Yes, sir, especially if you have risk factors. Now, what people need to understand about prostate cancer is they did change the guidelines about 7-8 years ago where they were blanket screening everyone over age 40. They stopped that. Not everybody over 40 is going to get screened, especially if you don't have risk factors. This is where it's important that you see your doctor on a regular basis. You have established a rapport with this doctor. You have a history with this doctor, and you can talk to this doctor. Okay. A lot of times patients go into the doctor and they feel like the doctor's talking at them and not listening to them.
Right.
And if you have that kind of situation, find another doctor. There are too many of them out there. But knowing your risk factors will help understand what needs to happen once you hit that threshold of that age of it hitting the 40 club. Because again, as I told you, most of the life screenings start in 40s and they go all the way to 75, prostate cancer being one of those. And if you know you have, your dad had prostate cancer, your uncle had prostate cancer, you're now 40 plus and you're having some symptoms that are not always age related, go talk to your doctor about it and have that screening done. And again, your insurance will pay for this and it could save your life. It could have you being here the time you're supposed to be here versus dying prematurely from something that could have been dealt with,
right.
You know, could have been managed. So, but yeah, I definitely encourage men to go get screened.
Sounds like a good idea, Doc. Okay, so we're going to take another quick break here, and then we're going to come back for some final thoughts. We will be back.
Cool.
Center for Health Empowerment here. Have you heard of PEP for HIV prevention? PEP is a series of pills that can help prevent HIV if started 72 hours of potential exposure to HIV. If you find yourself in need of PEP, give us a call immediately to get PEP at little to no cost to you, regardless of your insurance status. To reach our Austin clinic, please call 512-840-1273. If you're in Dallas, call us at 972-432-7783. If you're calling outside of our business hours, please go to the nearest hospital to seek PEP treatment.
So we're back. That was a nice little water break. Dan, Doc, you're making me thirsty. I saw you drinking the water look ice cold in your hand, too.
Man. That artisan water.
Yeah.
You got to get up on 1186, man.
All right. So we're back with some final thoughts. Eddie, what you got?
Super cool. So final thoughts. super interested in the IBS. Going to go look for some yogurts after this. Also, final thought, preventative health screening. How interesting. I never thought that getting checked that often would be beneficial to someone. But hey, if your car gets checked out that often, why not us?
All right, Eddie. You got it. And Eddie, you're a young man, but you need to start now. And again, you're young, probably don't have any issues. So at least go see your doctor annually. And then until you hit that age where, again, those preventive health screenings really have a return on investment. They pay dividends, like I said, once you get into your 40s. So definitely do that. Again, the IBS symptoms, I think you're following the platform. You can go watch that series where I talked about, I broke it down. I talked about all of it and kind of close it out with the treatment. So feel free to message me if you have any questions. Share that with, you know, your like-minded friends. And again, continue to support the platform, Priority Mail, where men's health is the priority. So I appreciate all the support. I thank, you know, Eddie, you and Steve today for this great opportunity here to be here on this platform here with Chaycast. I love what you guys are doing. I love the mission of Che, and I wouldn't have it any other way. So anytime I got time and I can share it with you guys and we can chop it up, you can call me and depend on me. I'll be there.
Thanks, Doc. And so my final thought, and then I want to hear your final thoughts, Doc. Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned about the screening, because I just got my car back from the shop, and right, there were some things that I let slide. I saw that light come on, and I went a little bit longer because I just kept procrastinating, and now all it's right, costing me all this money. You know, so I get it. Yeah, typical. But I have to be smarter than that with my health. Like, you know, because your body does have lights that come on, but it's completely different than your dashboard. And if you're feeling that pain, like you said, in your bones, or you're not addressing it, if that light's on, you're not taking care of it immediately, you can't replace. Like, I can replace the joints in my car. I can't replace the joints or the internal organs in my body without being on a huge wait list.
That's true. And it's me walking around. Yeah, and it's men walking around, Steve, right now with their check engine light on in their body, and they are completely ignoring it.
So that hit home for me. It's good to hear about the vacation, Doc. I would love to see a show or a video of just you and your friends on vacation. Like, that's what BET or MTV really needs. Hey. You know?
Post it on TikTok.
Yeah, so I know you guys post on TikTok a lot.
So, hey, so you can follow me. I'm on Unique Adventures. If you want to see that, I kind of shared that. If you want to see my personal life, like I shared with everyone, I am a real person. I'm not some superhero I'm live just like you. So if you want to see a snippet of what I do in my free time, unique_adventures on TikTok and Instagram, I share all of our vacation adventures. And if you want to go see the Hawaii trip, you want to go see the Puerto Rico, you want to see what we just did in Aruba, all the trips we've taken are there. And I share with you the stuff that I do. And again, I'm real, just like you. So that crazy thing you're thinking about doing on vacation, I've probably done it 10 times. So,
fun.
Yeah. Unique adventures. Unique_adventures. I live life, man.
Okay, Doc, it's to you now. So what are your final thoughts here?
Well, my final thoughts here is, again, thank you all, Steve and Eddie, for the opportunity to be here on this platform. I love what you guys are doing. Again, I always have a great time when I come on Chaycast and share this information. Thank you all for your support, you know, and you know, checking up on me and making sure that I'm well, and then allowing me an opportunity to share with your listeners information that I think will be beneficial to them. And also, again, being able to share Priority Mail with the world. That's my goal here, is to leave this world better than I found it. One person at a time, one podcast at a time, one day at a time. So that said, y'all, I'm thankful for the opportunity, every opportunity I have on this side of the dirt, to be able to share this message. And I look forward to many more times here on Chaycast. And I appreciate all that you guys are doing to get the message out to the people. Thank you.
That's our show. Thank you guys for listening. Everybody be safe out there. And for you guys, it was good talking to y'all again. And we will talk again later. Bye, y'all.
All right. Peace and blessings, y'all.
Center for Health Empowerment is a nonprofit sexual health clinic that provides HIV prevention services, including PrEP and PEP, HIV testing and care, and STI testing and treatment to our community at little to no cost. We specialize in providing care to people of color and other marginalized communities. We're located in South and East Austin at 4534 Westgate Boulevard, suite number 106, and 1941 Weberville Road at St. James Episcopal Church. Call us today to book an appointment at 512-840-1273 or visit us online at shayclinic.org. Thank you.
Shaycast is a program of the Center for Health Empowerment.